It's Wednesday, January 29th, 2025, and here's the latest in the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Wisconsin's governor and attorney general pushed back on federal funding freezes. Sean Duffy confirmed by the Senate to be the new transportation secretary. A proposed bill gives school districts authority to ban phones in the classroom. And in Wisconsin, lung cancer rates decline. I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. Governor Tony Evers is urging President Donald Trump to reconsider pausing federal grants and loans. In a letter to Trump, Evers says, with very few details and specifics available, virtually no time for ample review and consideration, and no direct communication to date, states are left to plan for the worst. And Wisconsinites and millions of Americans who are rightfully alarmed and concerned by this unprecedented decision are left scrambling. Evers also says he's concerned the actions could have disastrous consequences for the people of Wisconsin. According to the Legislative Fiscal Bureau, Wisconsin is receiving more than $28 billion in federal assistance within the current two-year budget. A federal judge has temporarily blocked the freezes. Wisconsin is one of 23 states suing to block implementation of the freeze. The state's attorneys general are seeking a temporary restraining order to block the action from taking effect, warning of immediate harm to their states. Republicans want voters to curb the uniquely expansive partial veto powers that Wisconsin governors from both parties have enjoyed for nearly a century. Wisconsin is the only state where governors can partially veto spending bills by striking words, numbers, and punctuation to create new meaning or spending amounts. In most states, governors can only eliminate or reduce spending amounts. Republican state lawmakers on Monday took the latest swing at reducing the veto powers, proposing a constitutional amendment that would eliminate a governor's powers to delete words and rework sentences in bills that spend taxpayer money. At a listening session on Monday afternoon in Rice Lake, a resident told Congressman Tom Tiffany he was having difficulty getting Veterans Affairs disability benefits and compensation. The man said his and a family member's service-related injuries were being denied or not compensated at an adequate level. Tiffany urged the man and anyone else facing similar problems to reach out to his office.
You want to contact my office in regards to these veterans issues. We deal with them all the time, and as well as if they have IRS issues, passport issues. I mean, we are there ready to serve people.
Tiffany also heard residents' concerns, asking him to keep the Social Security Trust Fund solvent, to support patients' rights to see caregivers, continue federal funding for programs helping older Americans, and to keep the Department of Education, which Tiffany said is duplicative. Others spoke against a lead shot ban for hunting, pardons for people who destroyed property or assaulted officers on January 6, 2021, Excel's Energy proposed solar panel project in St. Croix County, and a proposal to make the Apostle Islands a national park. You can contact Tiffany through his website, tiffany.house.gov. The U.S. Senate confirms Sean Duffy to be President Trump's Secretary of Transportation. Tuesday's vote in the full Senate was 77 to 22, with all no votes from Democrats. Wisconsin Democrat Tammy Boland voted for Duffy, saying on Monday that she'd support the former 7th Congressional District Congressman to lead the U.S. Department of Transportation and its more than 58,000 employees.
Now, I have looked at all of Trump's nominees through the lens of how will they impact Wisconsinites. And in this case, I feel confident that Sean Duffy is a good choice for this position.
Other Democrats, including senators who'd previously supported Duffy, apparently voted no to protest recent Trump directives for federal agencies, including transportation, to pause spending. Republicans in the Wisconsin legislature look to give schools the authority to ban phones and other electronic devices in classrooms. Ted Allen tells us more.
The measure introduced earlier this month would require local school districts to create their own policies banning the devices during instructional time, with exceptions for electronics used educationally and for emergencies. Some schools in the state have instituted phone bans but have had to back off them after student and parent backlashes. Bans of this sort introduced by both Democrats and Republicans have been signed into law in at least 8 other states nationwide. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
New data from the Wisconsin Cancer Collaborative shows lung cancer rates in the state are declining. Sean Maloney has a story.
The report says declining smoking rates, effective tobacco control policies and regulations, earlier diagnosis, and improved treatments are responsible for the decline. In Wisconsin, lung cancer deaths still outnumbered all prostate, breast, and colon cancer deaths combined. The five-year relative survival rate for lung cancer in Wisconsin is 29.4%. In Wisconsin, the majority of people with lung cancer are between the ages of 70 and 79. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Wednesday.